kakaikena ohiilake, papalohine ja onnake. Mä tätä ikena ohiilake, papalohine ja onnake.
In Alexander Payne's latest film, The Descendants, George Clooney stars as a man who's having to deal with difficult news, a difficult family, and making difficult decisions. And while Clooney delivers an incredibly nuanced star turn, the critics have remarked on the wonderful ensemble performances of his co-stars, including Robert Forster and Beau Bridges, and especially those of my next two guests, Shailene Woodley, who portrays his daughter Alexandra, and Judy Greer, who plays Julie Spear. Judy Greer is a veteran of some 70 films, and you can see her in the hit sitcom Two and a Half Men. And Shailene Woodley just finished shooting the latest season of The Secret Life of the American Teenager. I feel fortunate that both of these very talented actresses could join me now on this show. Hello.
Hi.
It's an unusual film to describe. What do you say when you're asked about it? Would you say that it's a comedy, a drama, a dramedy?
Today, I've been saying it's a drama that you'll laugh all the way through.
That's today.
Yes.
What did you say yesterday?
I've never said the word dramedy, but I think you could. I just don't like that word. And I've heard Alexander Payne say it's a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he thinks of it as a comedy.
I guess so.
He said that during one Q&A, and I was like, really? Well, he said it.
It must be true.
Yeah, but Shailene, when you were working on it, did you think of it that you were working on a comedy?
No, I had no idea if it was a comedy or a drama. And I didn't pick up on a lot of the parts that were funny until I actually saw it on screen.
Well, Judy, I loved how you described it in one interview. You said it's a coming-of-age story for a boy who happens to be 50 years old. It is kind of strange that Matt King, Clooney's character, has been able to avoid taking on some basic responsibilities for so long, but it's not all that unusual.
No, I've seen it a lot in people I know in my life, older men who do have a sort of coming-of-age moment, or how sometimes you can find yourself on an island even within a house full of other people, you know?
Well, is the island important, the fact that it's takes place in Hawaii, which I've been to Hawaii only once, and I was very aware of the fact that it's very far from the rest of the United States. It's the United States, and yet it doesn't feel like the United States.
Right. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'm going to say yes. It is extremely important that the movie takes place in Hawaii. Shailene?
Well, it's a very new colony, so the indigenous culture is still very relevant today. And part of this film is about descendants of Hawaiian royalty and how land gets passed down to one another through the family lineage. And so, yeah, it definitely had to take place in Hawaii.
Well, in this case, you're talking about the New England royalty that moved to Hawaii as much as the older Hawaiian royalty.
Yeah, I mean, in the film,
these are the descendants of the Americans who came.
Yeah, it was a missionary who married a queen, and that's kind of how the land got passed on.
Didn't you have to audition for these roles?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Isn't that rare these days?
No. I auditioned for everything. I auditioned for this, I guess it's about 2 years ago now, and it was right before the holidays. I went in and read for Alexander, which was enough for me because I just had always wanted to meet him. And I didn't think I'd know what to say to him if I ever just met him, so auditioning is better.
But you've been in 70 films. By now, don't people know what you can do?
No, I don't think he... not convinced he knew who I was when I walked in the room, which is better for me in this case, because if he was super familiar with my work, he might not have wanted to see me for the role. But yeah, I auditioned, and he called me after the holidays and told me I got the part, which he does with all of his actors.
And Shailene, I heard that even though you shoot the series The Secret Life on the West Coast, you just happened to be here in New York when this happened. What were you doing here?
I was actually in Toronto when Alexander was auditioning girls in New York, so I flew down for a day just to audition for him. And it was a pretty standard audition.
Tell the coffee story. I love that.
Oh, the coffee story.
So this would have killed me if I were you. You're a better person than me.
So I did the audition in November of 2009, and then January 2010, Alexander and I had coffee, and he basically said I was his number one choice and he would love to hire me, but he was going to go to the islands of Hawaii and audition every girl there. And if there was a girl better suited than me, he would call me and let me know. I loved it. That was enough. I mean, just to hear those words from Alexander, I didn't even need to book it. But he ended up calling me and telling me that I did book it.
Is that how he found the girl who played your sister?
No, she was cast a week and a half before we started filming, which is crazy. She was a friend of a friend of Alexander's. Never had been in a school play, 10 years old. Never, like, acting was nothing on their radar. She filmed an audition, and she's brilliant in the film because she's very authentically present in every moment.
Yeah, she's not really acting.
Yeah.
She's just being Amara.
But you've been a child actress, so at a certain point, is it not acting? When does it become acting?
I don't know if it ever becomes acting. I have been acting since I was five, and it's always just been a fun hobby. You know, when you're five, you want to try everything. So my friends would go to soccer practice, and I would go to an audition, and then we'd all come back and hang out. There was no weird, oh, I'm a child actor. I still don't even think of myself as an actor. I love saying the word artist. I think that we're all artists who, like, go to create.
But have you gone to acting school?
Oh, yeah. I've never actually attended, like, a theater school, but I've done acting classes throughout my life.
Because in the old days in Hollywood, in the studio system, they would send Judy Garland and Mickey Rooney to acting classes. But all of that has ended now. There are no films made in the old studio system. So is education something that's catch as catch can?
Yeah. I mean, for me, acting classes have taught me almost nothing about acting, but they've taught me a lot about myself, which I think is a key in this business, to know yourself really well. And
But isn't acting, Judy, really to some degree about knowing yourself?
Yeah, I think I like classical training. I went to a conservatory for 4 years and studied acting, and I don't know that that's necessary, but I know some, like, tools, you know, to, like, memorize my lines and to use my voice and like, how to make sure I don't lose my voice if I am sick or if I'm in a play, or, like, there's some techniques that I picked up. But one thing I have noticed, like, you know, I can, like, recreate a performance if I have to, like, the same way over and over and over, 100 times if that's what's needed.
Which is what you do if you're in theater.
Right. Or if you're doing tons of takes of a scene in a movie or something, you know? And I can see that sometimes people who haven't had any training at all, they're, like, really, really great, but then they don't have anything to fall back on, like, if they don't know how to do it, or they can't, like, recreate something. And, like, I think the best acting class is just acting. So if you're not acting in a show, in a movie, on a play, then you should take classes until you get your next job.
Although totally you'd been trained as a dancer, hadn't you?
I know, but I was so terrible at it. Yeah. No, I was really bad at ballet dancing, but I did it for so long because it seemed like better than not doing anything after school.
Well, body language is an important part of acting. And
being comfortable on stage, being comfortable in your skin, you know, like performing, like not like conquering stage fright, like all that stuff.
I feel with comedy too, especially, there's so much technique in timing and I haven't quite gotten it yet, but you're really, really good with comedy.
Thanks, Shailene.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, Shailene, you get a fair amount of laughs, but mostly growing out of just what an angry kid you are. I mean, the character you're playing.
Yeah, it was fun.
I don't know if you're an angry person.
No,
in real life.
I'm not at all.
I'm annoyingly happy. Yeah, it was really fun. This script, we got to use language, and we got to say things and do things that a lot of scripts don't allow nowadays. And it was really refreshing to have a studio that backed that up, as well as a director that let you have that freedom.
You also got to play drunk.
Yeah, I did.
As an underage drinker.
Was it so hard to
think of how to ever do that.
How? Gosh.
You just had to imagine it because you've never had any alcohol.
Yeah, I mean, being 21 and all.
Yeah.
You probably had to do a lot of pretending then.
Yeah, it was a lot of researching and watching people. You know, George actually gave me advice because it's hard to play drunk. And I was like, how am I supposed to play drunk and look realistic? And he said, well, when you're drunk, you try not to look drunk. So he's like, as an actor, you have to try to not look drunk as much as possible. And then through trying not to look drunk, your drunkenness will show.
I remember they told us that in college, to act as sober as you possibly can when you're drunk.
Because when people are falling down drunk, when they're acting that way, they look like they're doing some old silent movie drunk routine.
Yeah, exactly. Just like making your face into cry face when no tears come out. Like, it's not believable.
I love that.
My guests are Judy Greer and Shailene Woodley, two of the stars of Alexander Payne's latest film called The Descendants. Gotten wonderful reviews, as well it should. We'll take a little break and come back with more right after this. We're back with two of the stars of Alexander Payne's latest film called The Descendants, now in theaters around town. Shailene Woodley, who is also the star of The Secret Life of American Teenager, is here. And Judy Greer, who appears in Two and a Half Men, among other things. And both of them are part of the wonderful cast of this film. You've done a lot of comedy, Judy.
Yeah.
So we were talking about playing drunk. Do you have to play comedy straight, or can you play for the laugh?
Well, on Two and a Half Men, I definitely find myself playing for the laugh because that's why they're paying me to be there. That's my
it's
job.
Delivering
there.
The one-liner.
Yes, is to get the laugh. But I prefer to just play it straight and let the words make it funny.
You'd worked with George Clooney before, hadn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, on Three Kings.
But that was a long time ago.
It was 100 years ago today that we shot that film. eye cream.
Had either of you seen Alexander Payne's other films? Citizen Ruth, Election, About Schmidt, Sideways?
Have you seen all of them?
No, but when I first booked the film, I didn't know who Alexander Payne was. I remember watching Sideways at 14 and looking at my mom and thinking, God, this is so boring. Why are you laughing? And then once I booked the film, I rewatched it and actually saw his brilliance.
I know.
Well, this is a grown-up film, too.
Descendants?
Yes. I mean, I suspect a kid seeing this film, a 12-year-old, 13-year-old, might connect a bit with your characters, your sister's character. But beyond that, might think this is kind of boring until he or she grows up.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, I'm curious. My fiancé is going to take his son to see it, who's 11. And I'm really excited to hear what he thinks about it. I was like, really? You know, he's like, yeah, I want him to see. But I sit through all of his sporting events, so I feel like
he
can give me 2 hours.
Well, what was it like shooting in Hawaii? Does the locale affect a performance?
You think so?
It always affects me wherever I am when I'm shooting. In this case, Shailene's better to answer this question. She was there for 3-4 months. But I find that anywhere that I am completely informs my role, whether I'm at home in L.A., New York, whatever.
Your character doesn't show up until later in the film, mm-hmm. but then plays a pivotal role mm-hmm. in the plot. We just want to make that point. That's
yes.
why you weren't there
oh,
as
yes.
much.
Oh, sorry.
Shailene, you have become something of an environmental activist. Were you aware of what's going on in Hawaii while you were there?
With the environment?
Yeah.
In which concern? I learned a lot about the environment while I was there and more about it. There is a trash vortex twice the size of Texas a few hundred miles off the coast of Hawaii. And that's disgusting.
Yeah, we've talked about that on our show.
Ooh, it's awful. It's where all of the currents of the world gravitate and take the trash, and it just cycles there.
Did George Clooney pull any of his famous pranks on you?
No. It was a family environment. We had a 10-year-old on set. I was 18 when we filmed. Nick Krause, who was in the film, was 18. So I think it was definitely no Ocean's 11. But we did get practical jokes. The fart application on the phone come out. Yeah.
The fart app.
It's
fart
actually
jokes.
An app?
Oh,
it was fart
jokes.
There's one called iFart. And
I think
it's
that was
for
the
iPhone, and then you can program your phone that anytime someone picks it up, it makes a farting noise.
Yes.
So if you like leave your phone out, and then you're like, "Oh, Shay, will you hand me my phone?" and then she'll pick it up, and it'll make a fart noise. And
you can leave it across the room and set a timer for 3 minutes.
And this
off.
Is something you learned from George Clooney.
Yeah, yeah.
George loves the apps.
So he's playing an overgrown kid in this movie, and he is an overgrown kid.
Probably.
Yes. Maybe.
I don't know him that well, but my answer is yes.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Judy, your key scene is a confrontation in the hospital, and it takes us all by surprise. And how did you work that out for your character? It seems to take her by surprise as well.
Yeah, I feel like that scene is so confusing and conflicted. When I worked on it before my audition, I worked on it with my friend Sean, and we went over it a million different ways, a million different times, and we kind of just decided it was everything. It was everything in one scene. Like, there was no one emotion that this woman would be having, and I think she is conflicted. I think that she didn't think that she would be so angry at this woman, and she is really angry, but she knows she can't be angry. I mean, you know, it's just so unreal.
The woman is in a coma.
She's dying.
She's kind of ruined your character's life.
She's ruined my life. But now I've seen her husband and her children. And these people, their life is going to be ruined by the loss of their wife and mother. And they love her. And, like, it's just, it makes everything too real.
Did Alexander Payne offer any advice on how to handle that scene?
He told me to do what I did in my audition. I was like, what did I do during my audition?
2 years ago.
Yeah, right?
Shailene, you're forced to confront harsh circumstances in the film when you're in a very vulnerable position, treading water in a pool. Did you feel comfortable there?
I did, strangely enough. I thought, I don't think there was any correlation when he wrote it this way, but in Hawaii there's a saying that people there learn to swim before they learn to walk. And I thought it was so beautiful that upon hearing such tragic news about her mother in the state that she's in, she was able to recede into the water and be vulnerable for the first time in front of no one but herself and scream and cry and let her emotions be released without the fear of being judged by her father, by siblings. And I think that's a giant thing for teenagers, that fear of vulnerability. And I thought it was a beautiful moment.
One of the more effective comedic aspects of the film is that Alexandra insists on having her pal Sid join them throughout much of the film. He comes across as a complete doofus, at least at first, played wonderfully by Nick Krause. And then we get to see the other sides of him and why she might have wanted him to come along.
I think that the Sid character is one of the best characters in the film.
Mm-hmm.
He has a scene where he's vulnerable, and I thought it was so beautifully done and acted. And yeah, I think, you know, he's the friend who says the most obscene things in the wrong places with the worst timing and is always in the way and kind of a nuisance and doesn't have good advice and is just kind of there. And I think for Alexandra, my character, while her life is breaking apart, while her mom is passing away and she has to take care of her sister and her dad, I think to have that one state of control, she could control him, and I think that was a big part for her. So yeah, I think he was there as her kind of psychological.
Well, when all the casting is seems just right. Robert Forster as the angry father of the woman in a coma, the wife. Beau Bridges as the cousin of George Clooney's character. I guess if you want a film to really work, you even have to cast the best actors even in the small parts.
Yeah, and a filmmaker like Alexander Payne can get the best actors even in the small parts. You know, that's hard to do with, like, I mean, none of us got paid a lot of money. Like, it was an independent film, you know. We all did it because we wanted to be in an Alexander Payne movie.
But the thing about Alexander is he cast George Clooney and Judy Greer and Matthew Lillard, Beau Bridges, but he also cast locals who had never worked before in their entire lives, but who were authentically the characters in the film in real life. So for him, it's not necessarily about who you are, what you've done. It's about what you bring to the character.
Judy, you on 2.5 Men are doing something that we saw in soap operas, but we rarely see in a sitcom. You've come back 2 different seasons in 2 different roles.
I know. They must really like me over there. Yeah, they asked me to come back, and I was like, are you sure? Like, they're like, yeah, it's fine. It's fine. I was like, all right. I mean, I feel like everyone will be really watching Ashton, not me as much. But people have noticed. I mean, like, many people ask me about it.
Well, now you're playing his estranged wife. Earlier, you were somebody who had been involved with the Charlie Sheen character.
Yeah, yeah. I was hooking up with Charlie in a couple episodes. And then even as the estranged wife, I played an episode. In the episode, I also played a third character named Danny, who was a more masculine lesbian character that Ashton meets and befriends.
They're all over the place. In
so
your case,
really
Shailene,
love you.
That was
awesome.
You've committed to 2 more years playing Amy Jurgens, the teenage mom who's in over her head on Secret Life. You're going to be 20 or over 20 when you finish, aren't you?
I will be 22, yes, when the contract is up.
Well, some teenagers... Shailene Woodley, Judy Greer, 2 of the stars of The Descendants, also starring George Clooney and some other wonderful actors in theaters around town. Thank you both so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having us.